got stinking that rubber suit anyway.
Feels like my mom.
What do you mean? That's not like that. That's not me, bro.
Merry Christmas, and here's episode
Happy Holidays. For Christ's sake.
So, well, either way, welcome to Electric Eye Podcast, our holiday episode number 23.
Brought to you by the fine folks at Libsyn.com. Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug.
If you'd like to email us with any questions regarding the show or
comments, smart remarks,
shoe size.
I don't.
Email us at
either eecf25428@comcast.net
or the electriceye.podcast@hotmail.com.
Either way, we'll read your emails on air.
We have a MySpace that you can find too. I don't know what the name of it is.
It's MySpace/Electric Eye Podcast.
The Electric Eye Podcast,
yeah.
Or Electric Eye Podcast?
You either way, we'll put it in the show notes.
You don't know either.
We'll put it in the show notes.
We have no idea.
We ought to write this stuff down.
We really should write this stuff down. This is the spontaneity of our show.
So, no format whatsoever, yet we're geeks about geek culture and all that.
What's your geek?
Told you. We already covered that.
That's our logo. Yeah. That's our slogan.
What's our geek?
Jesus.
Fuck you, too.
Screw it up some more.
A couple more shout-outs. For one, Hot Topic for keeping up our flyer for over 5 months.
Is it still up?
I don't know. It probably still is. Just in case it is, shout-out to them.
Word. I will bless them all.
Also, a shout-out to the band Sin City Gamblers for giving us official permission after the fact.
You guys rock.
To give us full permission to use all their songs whenever we need to.
That's right.
So
now we're just going to use them all the time. Claim them as our own. Thanks, guys. So, suckers!
Bunch of nice guys. So.
Yes, they are.
Who else?
Oh,
Union Jack Pub.
Oh my God! The Union Jack Pub in downtown Winchester, Virginia.
Oh my God!
Go there.
Go.
Drink there.
Don't have the regular beer. Have the Belgian beers. Have the English beers. Have the Scottish beers. Have the Welsh beer. You name it, they probably have it.
Have the Brazilian.
They have. Let me tell you this, folks. They have over 24 beers on tap.
On tap.
On tap.
Reference our beer show for that.
Yeah.
Fine.
They have Delirium with it.
Delirium Nocturnal.
Oh, what a great tasting
Which
beer.
Translates to...
Nocturnal.
No. No, let me finish.
Go ahead.
It's After Dark Hallucinations. Which, if you drank enough of it, you
probably will.
Probably would.
With a 9.0 alcohol.
No, it's 8.5. But still, that's far above the regular Budweiser that most
people drink. They had 9 printed on their menu.
No, it's 8.5. The only one higher than that would be
one at 11.
Yeah, it's a Belgian.
Yeah.
But it's in a bottle. I think it's one of the Castiles. But I can't remember which one.
The thing is, folks, we had a Castile and they gave it to us in an official Castile glass.
Yeah.
It wasn't, a pint glass.
No,
it was. It was. It looked like a wine glass.
It was the goblet.
It was the goblet.
Yeah.
So.
And the Delirium Nocturnum came in a tulip glass.
Yep.
So.
They only have a limited number of glasses, so if you order a Delirium or a Castile, you might not actually get the Castile glass or the Delirium glass, but you will get a goblet glass.
That's right. Free advertising for a place we went to once.
Actually, I went to twice.
Okay, you went to twice, but still. Now on to our show. Yep. This is going to be...
kind of like our holiday episode.
Holiday episode. Now, forgive us for not celebrating all the holidays. Mainly, we're going to talk about Christmas.
Yeah, because that's the biggie.
It's not
really
the biggie.
Biggie, but it's like a little bit higher than
It's what
Hanukkah.
We celebrate.
Yeah.
So that's what we know. Hanukkah, I couldn't tell you the first thing about
it. Yeah, something about candles. They light the center, then
It's 8 days. There's eight candles.
There's candles involved. They light the center one, then something the first one.
Something about a dreidel.
Something like that.
Something about gnocchi.
Either way, Alicia has a better it has a better following than Kwanzaa.
Fuck is Kwanzaa anyway? Really?
Does anybody actually worship Kwanzaa?
Do you worship Kwanzaa or do you celebrate
Kwanzaa? What the fuck?
Is it a day or an attitude?
At least the Muslim holiday is like a month long. At least people will celebrate.
Is it Ramadan?
Yeah. At least that's a month long, and people worship. You know, they're Muslim, and they work. No offense to Muslims. At least they actually, there's people worshiping it. It's like Kwanzaa. Like, oh, Ramadan, yay! It's Hanukkah, yay! It's Christmas, yay! Kwanzaa.
It's a Kwanzaa.
Oh well. Either way.
So we're gonna mainly be talking about Christmas and how the Western culture. Well, I dare say everywhere, pretty much celebrates the more pagan aspect of the holiday.
For the sole exception of the Southern Hemisphere, which does not celebrate a white Christmas because they get no snow.
Well, neither do we. It's too global warming. So, I guess I want to start off by saying, I've been asking people, did you put up your pagan tree yet? And everybody's like, yeah, I got my tree up. What do you mean pagan tree? Because most people just associate Christmas trees with Christmas. Evergreen means winter. Well, very much so. It's going to turn out that I did some research, just not, you know, kind of browsing the internet. Found out that putting up a tree in your house relates back to pagan tree worship and the worship of nature. Same thing with any greenery, mistletoe, reeds. Anything like that, once again, you're touching on a lot of pagan rituals
that were kind of like adopted by the Christian faith.
The way it happened, it was a mistake. Christmas is a cover-up and or a mistake. Basically, we all know by now that, like,
probably
they speculate Jesus was not born on December 25th.
I'd say it wasn't more so a mistake. It was more of not a cover-up, but it was more or less like an advertising campaign, so to speak.
Well, maybe, but more or less to outdo the pagan.
Yeah, probably that. Like, it was an advertising.
Yeah, game. To outdo the pagan winter solstice festival, which takes place, you know, the winter solstice on the, you know, right around the 25th. There, it was basically sun god worshippers worshiping the undying sun, which would be the undying god, or, you know, once again, they kind of said, oh, well, we can kind of relate that to Jesus. So you get Christmas on the 25th. They're now speculating that if, in fact, Jesus was born around that time, it would have been around June, according to the
spring,
fact
that, summer.
Yeah, something like that, so me and Jesus might share a birthday. How about that?
How about that?
So, I mean, I got the beard and everything. So they were a long-lost cousin. but so, yeah, the winter solstice actually, I don't know, it makes more sense, you know, for the time. Because if you look around, what do you see? People don't have a lot of nativity scenes. They have snowmen. They have trees. They have reeds. I mean, you're celebrating the winter time.
Yeah. And not to mention, a lot of people, when they put out nativity scenes, their Jesus gets stolen for some
reason. That's true. Or kicked over, or they put something on him. Anyway. But yeah, for the most part, it's snowmen and Santa Claus and things like that. It's not really anything religious, per se.
Because,
but if you ask them, oh, we're Christians.
Not to mention, it's like, why don't you have a nativity thing out? And it's like, well, we don't want to offend anybody.
Right. So, you know.
But then again, you get one of those crazy motherfuckers that has, like, they have the whole Hanukkah set up. They got the Christian set up.
A little bit of everything set up all over the place.
Oh, we're safe.
We're good. So, what are some other things that I found out? That Christmas is actually known as Christmastide, before Christmas by itself. and was celebrated. This I did not know prior to this at all. Celebrated for 12 days. Now, the 12 days of Christmas, people generally say, happens the prior 12 days to Christmas, when in fact...
It's the after. There's two Christmases. One is the 25th that we all know and love,
right.
And one is called Little Christmas, which happens in January.
The 5th.
Yes.
So it also happens to include New Year's,
yep.
Where drunkenness and promiscuity, should you not, is encouraged.
And there is a story I was told the 12 days of Christmas was, in essence, explained to me that each symbol, that gift, so to speak, that is given represents some sort of religious Catholicism representation.
Yeah.
Some way, some form. Don't ask me. I forgot.
The Catholic Church took over Christmas and... That's what we get today, the modern explanation for Christmas.
And there's a lot of mythology, attached to whole nine yards.
Yeah. Gift giving. I think I told you about this earlier. The thing about gift giving was the fact that gift giving was not between loved ones. Gift giving was actually something done between people with a financial relationship. Say a tenant and a landlord, or a banker and someone who had a loan, or something like that. It was never between loved ones. Loved ones, in fact, never exchanged gifts on Christmas. It was just simply another day. Yeah. Christmas was not given the whole family aspect until fairly recently.
Now, I'm not going to disappoint the little kids, but the image of Saint Nick, the Santa Claus, as we know and love him. You were telling me that he's been only around since what?
Around the turn of the century.
Around the turn, the fat bastard that we all know and love.
In his present form. His myth has been around for a while.
Yeah. His present form, the fat bastard that he is, nothing against him. There are people who want to put him on an Atkins diet, slim him down. Fuck this shit. If he's happy about his weight, which he is, he gets fed one day a year. He works one day a year. Fuck.
Really. Dude,
let him be. But there was, in Christian mythology, a guy by the name of Saint Nicholas. They go by this. That's why Santa goes by Santa Claus and Saint Nick. The story behind Saint Nick is that he was a very rich businessman. I'd say in our terms, probably a billionaire or a millionaire.
Right.
And he gave money to the poor that needed it. Obviously, there were chatterboxes way back in his time, as they are today. And he found out one way or another who, needed money. And he'd slip on by and toss money in windows and down chimneys that might have gone out.
Yeah.
And one of the popular stories is that he found out that one of the townspeople was going, in essence, bankrupt. There was no bankruptcy courts back then as they are today.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in severe debt, people came, sold everything you had, everything. Wives, clothing, daughters, sons.
And a lot of times you end up in a debtor's prison, which is horrible, which is worse than regular prison.
Yeah. You'd be put in a cell with, 15 other people, and it'll be, a 10x10 room.
Yeah.
But he found out that this person's daughters were going to be sold to a brothel. And they got cleaned up the night before, and they put out their stockings to dry on the window. And he did his thing. He went down, put 3 bags of gold in each stocking, and that's how the myth of the stockings came to be.
Yeah.
So
there you go. And along with the myths behind St. Nicholas... There's also Saint Nicholas, there's Santa Claus, there's Sinterklaas, there's Black Peter. There's all these different myths that go hand in hand to make one big myth about a man who lives in the North Pole who delivers toys to kids. The one I heard was, it was a cross between Saint Nicholas, what you described, and the Sinterklaas character, who basically was another wise man. This is how the myth goes, that got lost along the way delivering presents to baby Jesus, and instead delivered the presents to the kids where he ended up.
That's why this podcast is being recorded 15 miles below the ice in the North Pole. We couldn't get the man, the myth, the legend himself because he's surrounded by elves. That fucker.
Or hot bikini-clad women with machine guns. I don't know. Either way, whatever. So, either way, you know, no matter, I guess, what way you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or winter solstice, you know, I think as long as you're doing it without malice towards anybody else, this whole bullshit going on now, which I absolutely hate, it's Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. Well, get over yourself. Yeah. You know, there's more than one holiday going on right now. In fact, there's many.
Even I do the same thing that you kind of do, is that if they're wearing a Christmas shirt, I'll say Merry Christmas to them. If they're wearing a Hanukkah shirt, I'll say, you know, Happy Hanukkah. But if I can't tell outright, I'm saying Happy Holidays.
And why not? And even if you know, you are somebody who's a devout Christian, you know, celebrate Christmas and you celebrate it the way, you know, you've always been told to, that's fine. If somebody says Happy Holidays to you, treat that as a gift. Treat that as somebody acknowledging you and wishing you well.
Hell, if I saw a nun in full nun gear or a pastor with the collar, I'd say Merry Christmas.
I don't care if somebody said Happy Ramadan. I'd be like, get on what you get on.
I'm just saying,
knock yourself out. I don't, you know, I'm not going to come down on somebody for wishing me good tidings. You know, that's the spirit of the season, what it is now, what it's evolved to.
The funny thing
whether it be religion, solstice, worshiping trees, or sun gods, what is it now? It's family.
Yeah.
It's family and friends coming together.
On that note,
hey.
Well, besides the funny thing is that you have the people that are like, down with Christmas, down with this, down with that, down with all these stupid winter holidays, and yet they got the Christmas tree up. You know?
Exactly.
Also, funny story is, I put up the pagan tree earlier this week, and I turn around, it's flurrying out.
Yeah, see? Pagan tree. We worship the tree god, he gave us snow. It's cool.
But since it's kind of like our holiday episodes, what's your favorite holiday specials?
My favorite holiday special, as we all know, you and I, is Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
It's not a Christmas story per se, but it's about family and it takes place during Christmas.
Yeah.
I recommend getting this on DVD.
Yeah.
And
for the outtakes.
For the outtakes. They are hysterical.
For the time, Jim Henson and Frank Oz must have just sat around and cracked each other up all the time. Seriously.
I still say to this day, Henson is a genius, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
What he did and how he put everything together, if he couldn't do it, he got the best people to do it.
Yeah.
As much as some people say it sucks, that... I mean, Artist Ranks for me is the one, the non-holiday special.
Right.
Other than that, it's like Rudolph is up there and the Santa, one foot in front of the other.
Oh, yeah. I love them all, honestly. I mean, they're all great. And
they're class. And they tried to redo them with computer animation.
My favorite one, though, by far. Well, not favorite one, I should say. My second favorite one. Because Emmett Otter's is by far my first one. My second favorite, A Christmas Story. I can watch all 24 hours and have watched all 24 hours of A Christmas Story on TBS before. And I will do it again.
What do you think of Polar Express?
The Polar Express?
Yeah.
It's a good new one. It's a solid new one. I don't know about the 3D one. I haven't seen
that. I'm just talking regular Polar Express.
It's a good story. I mean, it's you know, heavily steeped in Christmas tradition, so...
It has, you know, Santa Claus and the kid not...
Dynamite born. Animation.
Yeah. Tom Hanks did a good job. He played, like, four different parts in that.
Yeah. I even like... You know what one I really like, though? Is that one, I don't know what it's called, but it's got Dudley Moore in it. The one where John Lithgow is, like, making those, it's like candy that makes kids fly.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's called Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, the movie.
The movie,
That's right. I love that movie. That movie is incredible.
It kind of has, like, a traditional Santa story in it.
Yeah.
How he became to be.
Yeah.
Not to mention, that's dismissing the Santa Claus, Tim Allen bullshit. They kind of overdid it past the first one.
I hate that coke addict anyway. I can't stand watching him on TV. I hated the Tool Time dumb shit that he was on. That show was not funny. So, anywho.
We got time.
Tons of time. You know, like, as far as Christmas goes, like, any way you celebrate it, any way you think about it, don't, you know, if somebody's having a good time, just with, like, with anything, don't knock it. I mean, you call it one thing, you call it another. You can believe in whatever you... It's pretty much like one of those holidays now that it's been around so long, it's almost like it's up for grabs.
Yeah. There are Jewish people that celebrate Christmas. It brings us kind of, since we kind of have time to tell you that come New Year's, please, if you want to come by and celebrate New Year's with us. It starts about
2 a.m. Get in contact with us.
Get in contact with us at EECF25428@comcast.net.
Or
electriceyepodcast@hotmail.com.
No, you screwed it up. Electric Eye.
Oh, that means you guys got to take a drink to participate in the drinking game.
electriceye.podcast@hotmail.com.
Having a It's the End of the World Marathon, and I feel fine. This tradition started between me and our biggest fan, Mark. It was the 1999 going into 2000 type of deal.
Yeah.
Figured that since every year you get the whole idiot saying, it's the end of the world, it's going to end on, you know, midnight.
On midnight. Stroke of midnight.
Every year. So
if it does, I want to end up drinking beer, having a good time, watching stupid movies. I can't think of a better way to go.
This year we're going old school, old school movies.
Do you have a list?
I have a list. So far, going to be the original. The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Nice.
The original War of the Worlds.
Nice.
The original, well, there wasn't a remake, but it's called... It's from the late 50s, early 60s. It's called When Worlds Collide.
Oh.
And I'm going to watch Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
Nice.
That's 4 movies. That should last us until about 11:30 when we're going to watch the original Highlander himself, Dick Clark.
He's actually coming out to this one. I mean, he wasn't at the last one.
He was at the last one, too.
No, he wasn't.
I saw him last year.
Oh, they might have rolled him out for like 2 seconds. But like it was Ryan Seacrest last year.
Oh, he co-hosted. I saw him. He was up on the tower for a little while.
Didn't he have like a stroke? And he's like,
No. He never had a stroke. He's just drunk.
Oh, okay. It was Yeah, you're right. Because I remember watching it, and I didn't want to make fun of him. But I was sitting there going, "Oh my god, he looks drunk." Because he was like, "Dick Clark, Happy New Year."
He never had a stroke. He's just drunk.
Oh wow.
He's going to pull out a sword and say, "There's going to be only one." And they're going to be a big sword fight in the middle of Times Square.
Yeah, there can be only one. He gets the quick and he turns back into a 20-year-old. What the heck?
Nothing against Dick Clark. Dick Clark, if you ever listen to this, we invite you to be on the show.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a ton and a half of soda. Ton and a half. We have already like.
We have a pony keg of Warsteiner.
Yep.
We have. Let's see. What do we
doing? Have?
Hurricane mix, mudslide mix, Southern Comfort.
We have Jaeger. Not to mention we have some Abbey beer for the new year. It has a cork.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a great time. If you don't drink foreign beer, bring your own beer.
If you don't drink, we got soda.
So
come out and have fun. Have
we're going to have cream soda, birch beer, regular soda, you know, Mountain Dew, Code Red. So whatever your redneck status is. So just email us, contact us. If you know us, say we want to show up. If you have any other movies that you want to add, pre-1975 movies, mind you. You don't have to be born.
The Omega Man.
The Omega Man.
I'm voting for that one. I want that one in there.
If you could find it on DVD.
I can. I love that movie. That movie is incredible. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Really?
No. I just know that the I Am Legend was kind of like a remake of it.
Yeah, it's a no.
So, either way, If you have others, it's got to be pre 1975, and it's got to be it's the end of the world type of deal. Mm. Nothing. It can't take kind of, even though the Mega Man kind of takes place after the end of the world, but still, it's got to be the end of the world type.
What did we go with last year?
Just cheesy type of movies. We did Life Force, which was like
Life Force.
That has more nudity. It's a British sci-fi horror, and it's like campy good time right there.
Patrick Stewart's in it, and along with the most Doors I've ever seen in my life.
The actors were like auditioning for Kramer's role in Seinfeld.
Seriously, they had to open all these doors to get to this one part of the building. It's like door, 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 door.
Another door.
Another door.
And we saw Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Yeah. And it was all those type of cheesy movies. So
it's always a fun time. Then Chris turns on the house alarm.
Yeah. I think we actually have firecrackers this year.
Yeah, I think the neighbors will probably start shooting guns or something. So it'll be a lot of fun. So
remember, if you're going to shoot guns, shoot them straight up so they come down harmlessly.
Yeah. Somewhere near your house, not somebody else's house.
Unless you're actually aiming for the neighbors.
In that case, God bless you.
And we don't know you.
So, in conclusion...
You didn't get the idea from us.
In conclusion, I would say everybody, just take care of each other this season. No matter what religion or non-religion you are a part of, don't come down on anybody's Christmas. If they want to have a good time, fuck them. You know, hey, I want to have a good time. You want to have a good time?
I want to have a good time.
So we'll all have a good time together. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, have a fun Kwanzaa. And that's gonna be our show.
Good night, folks.
Down in the workshop, all the elves are making toys for the good Gentile girls. The Gentile boys, when the boss busted in, nearly scared him half to death. Had a rifle in his hands and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his beard to his boots, he was covered with ammo, like a big fat drunk disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all, now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue blitzer. And he took a big bite and said it tastes just like chicken. The night Santa went crazy, the night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can't hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in. There's the National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness News and helicopters circling round in the sky. And the bullets are flying, the body counts rising, and everyone's dying to know who said it was. My, you used to be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time in a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey, little friend, now don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out with good behavior in 700 more years. But now Vixen's in therapy.